ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Temura Daf Chav Beis. Welcome back, everyone. We're now starting Perek Vlad Chatos. It's a short perek, only 2.5 blot, but it's not an easy perek. This is the perek about Chatoyis HaMesos. We have to learn, try to learn up in this perek the Yisoidus of Chatoyis HaMesos. Not easy in Yonim. The Mishnah starts off listing of the Chatoyis HaMesos, Vlad Chatos, Temura Chatos. Rashi, really the Mefarish, in Me'il and Daf Yudam Beis, there's the same exact Mishnah, it's brought over there. Mefarish there says that all these Chatoyis are in and reused like a parah. Vlad Chatos because it was not Hufresh for Chet. Temura Chatos because the end of the Mitzkaber B'dov Rabba B'Aveira. Chatos Mesu B'Aileh, because Inka Parah L'Mesim. That's the Klal of the Mishnah, says Rashi. That it's because they're in a reuse like kapara. Rashi's mashma that without that there would not be a din of mesa. Din of mesa, which is halacha mishmi sinai. Rashi's saying svaras. Rashi's before that the basis of the din of chatoyis mesa is that they're not roi la'akrava. Because anyway, not roi la'akrava, so then it's shaykh anem and din mesa. If they would be shaykh to be in his kaper, to be mechaper for their mufrash for, there would not be a din mesa. We mentioned a few dafim ago from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is Melchiach, that without the halach of Chatoyis HaMesos, the din would be you'd still be makar them as a chatos, because it's not they're a hufrash for a chatos. So I don't think the Chazon Ish is a steer to this Rashi. Rashi means that they're puzzle for what their inyan is. They're a hufrash to be mechaper for a chet. They're puzzle for that. That's why they could get a din misa. The Chazon Ish says a svara that if we're not here for the halacha, then because you mafresh them for that, for a chatos, it's enough to have frasha, and then you can be makar of them as a chatos, even though they're no longer roi for a kapara. But because you're not roi for their ikar din, and that it's, therefore it's shaykh, the halacha of their, that they're hurling chlamisa. That's what we're in Rashi. Isisayid, we see again in the Karen Oiran, in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Nazir, Daf Chazayin and Mebeis. The Gemara brings a pasuk that chatosoi, that only the person himself can be mechaber with his chatos, and his son cannot be mechaber with the chatos. If the person dies, his son cannot use it for his kapara. Asks Tesis there, why do we need a pasuk? Hare, it's a chatos amesa. Chatos amesa by the Islamisu Asla. Why do we need a pasuk to say the son cannot be mechaber with it? So the Shita and the Karenayra answer that the chatos amesa by the Islamisu Asla is because it's not Sheikha Kapara. If it didn't work to be that the son could get Kapara with the carbon of his father, then it would not go to Misa. Because he could use it for his Kapara. Only after we have that the son cannot be miskaper with that, then it's always going to go to Misa. If you'll ask what would we do with the Allah of Chata Shemesu Bailer? And the tzad that the son could be miskaper with the carbon of his father, how would we be mekayim the halacha of chatos shemesu b'aileh? You could say that halacha is referring to a case when he did not have a son that could use it for kapara. The son never ate chilev, so he didn't need to use his father's carbon for kapara. But in a case when the son also was over the same avera, and he wanted to use the father's carbon for his kapara, then there would not be the din of chatos shemesu b'aileh, because it's right for the kapara of the son. Kamashal on the pasuk, the son cannot use it for his kapara, and therefore it goes lamisa. Kapara there is before this yisoid. See in Rashi in Me'ila that the basis of a whole din of Chatoyis HaMesos is that they're anyway not right for Kapara. Oh. Another point here in the Mishnah, it's more in the Mishnah that Chatoyis HaMesos do not make Temura. Why not? So Rashi does not tell us clearly why they do not make Temura. Rashi in the Sefer of the Mishnah, in the case when it's Luria, says Rashi that makes Tumura because Domim is Roy Lakrava. Which means right this from earlier on in Davchav. That because Domim is Roy Lakrava, that's why it can make Tumura. It's Mashma and Rashi that the reason why Chatoyis HaMesos do not make Tumura is they're not Roy for their goof or for their Domim. It's not Mefurish and Rashi, but that's Meduyik. Lamais and Rashi in Me'ila and the Mishnah there. If you're in Mabez, it's before in Rashi Lahedya. The reason is because, like, Achshava, Lodatushas, Akufa, Lodatushas, Domov. and has no, that it's not right for Kedushas Guf or Kedushas Damim, and that's why the din is that is cannot make Tzemura. It's Paka the Kedusha, and it cannot make Tzemura. So the Mikdash David in Kudras Acharon, Simin Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, makes a logical conclusion based on our Mishnah. Says the Mikdash David, that if Chatoisa Mesos cannot make Tzemura, because they don't have enough Kedusha, it's also their Vlad, it's also going to be Chulin. They don't make Vladis. If you can't make Tzemura, Kosher can't make a Vlad. You need to have Kedusha to make Vladis, and if it doesn't have enough Kedusha to make Tzemura, Kosher does not have enough Kedusha to make a Vlad. May it taste that it goes that way, that there's a Kosher Kane. Says the Mikdash David, he has a Raya from the din of Psulim Mukdosha. A carbon that gets a Mum, Psulim Mukdosha. And then you're paid it after it gets the Mum. So to Mavur and Bechiris and Aftan Zvavim and Beis. And if it afterwards, it's in this Aber Vyoda, it gets pregnant and gives birth afterwards, the Vlad is Chulim. Mark calls it a Vlad Tzvi Vayo. If it was pregnant before you're paid it, and then you're paid it, so then it gets a Hasam Kedusha. But if it got pregnant after Pidyon, then the Vlad is Chulim Mamish. Even though the mother has some Yisurim still, a carbon that got a mum in your plate that has a Yisurim, it's still Asher Begizav Avoida. It still has some Kedusha left in it. But it does not have enough Kedusha to be Makdish the Vlad. The Vlad is Chulim. However, before there in Bechorish and Aftez Zayin, if one were to make Tzemura with it, after your Poida, it's Chal Tzemura. Tzemura is Miskadish. You get Kedusha's Tzemura on the Tzemura. Mar says, Maisa Tzemura goes Lamisa, but it's Miskadish. So we see there that it's easier to make Tzemura than it is to make Vlodas. What's the Pshat? Says Tzaisis there, in Bechorish Aftez Zayin, a Yisayid. Says Tzaisis, the whole Kedusha of Vlodas is the Chilik of the mother. So in a case when the mother is Be'ikr, the mother is Chulin, even though there is still some Kedusha left that it's Asher Begitz of Avoida, it's not enough with that remnant of Kedusha to Asher the Vlad. It's Be'ikr Behem of Chulin. Vashayim came by Tzemura. Tzemura, Taisha says, is different. Tzemura, the Kedusha of the Tzemura is not just Memela from the original Karba. The Bailam went and made the Tzemura. You were Makdash it as a Tzemura. So there's a Maisa Hekdash that was involved in Tzemura to be Makdash it. So even though the din of the Tzemura is like the original carbon, Tzemura Sakayev Teba, because Tzemura has an independent Maisa Hekdash, so by Psulim Ugdashim after Pidyon, there's still enough Kedusha in them to be Makdash the Tzemura. Because it's not just the Mela of Niskadish and the mother, but you were Makdash it. The Bailam was Makdashit. Kedusha Bahi, says Tesis. You put a Kedusha inside the Tzemura. So as long as there is still any remnant of Kedusha in the original carbon, so they can still make a Tzemura. Kwan and Natsi, sorry, that's Mavur there, that's Pshul Mugdashim. They have enough Kedusha to make Tzemura, but not enough Kedusha to make Vladas. So therefore, says the Mikdash David, if Chatoisa Mesas do not make Tzemura, obviously, they have less Kedusha than Psule Mugdashim Lachar Pidyon. They do not make Tzemura. So if so, then they cannot make Vlodas. Kol Shekin. You can't make Tzemura. Kol Shekin, you cannot make Vlodas. However, the Stipler in Simen Zayin asked the Mikdash David from a mission earlier on, that Chof Mibetz, Vlad Tzemuras Asham. Rebbe Lezer holds that Tzemuras Asham is Lemiso Aslo. And before there in the Mishnah, that also the Vlad Tzemuras Asham is Lemiso Asla. Right? Why does that have any Kedusha Bechlau? This Vlad Tzemura. Once the Tzemura itself gets a Din Misa, that's Mafkia the Kedusha. So maybe the Vlad should not have any Kedusha. Why is it in this Kaddish? So the Misa there, it's Yesh Lefak Pixas. Rashi mentioned, we mentioned in the Shir and the Chof. What's the reason that the Tzemuras Asham goes Lamisa? Rashi says in Daf Yud Ches and in Shavuos, the reason that it goes Lamisa is because Rebbe Lezer holds that Chatzis is like an Asham. The Kol Mili, Chatzis is like an Asham. So Lafi, that opinion of Rashi, that it's a good raya. din midah raisa is that a tumuras ashem is lamisa, and yet the vlad tumura also goes lamisa. We see that the vlad of the tumura can get kedusha even when the din of the mother is lamisa. However, the pashas of the sugya is not like Rashi. The pashas of the sugya is the reason that it goes lamisa is because of a gzira. We mentioned that the chori mask on Rashi. But for the pashas of the sugya, that the reason the tumuras asham goes lamisa is because of a gzira. So midaraisa, the tumuras asham still has kedusha. We can hear that the rabbanim did not take away the kedusha of the asham entirely, that it shouldn't be mekadesh the vlad. Because b'yisoy midaraisa still has kedusha, even though they gave it a din misa. But that wasn't a fkiyat kedusha entirely, that it shouldn't be mekadesh shavlar. So l'chayr from there, there's no raya muchachas. However, from a Rambam, the Sefer asks, is there raya muchachas connected to mikdash dam? Rambam writes in Perek, Dalet of Tzmura Alocha Beis, that a vlad tzmuras chatos is lamisa asla. Just like a tzmuras chatos goes lamisa, also the vlad tzmura goes lamisa. And yet Tumuras Chatos goes Lamisa, midaraisa, mehalach umash v'sina. And yet the Vlad goes Lamisa. So we see, says the Stipler, that even though Chatos HaMesos cannot make Tumura, they can still make Vladis. Connect the Mikdash David. Furish Rambam. The question is, what do we do with the Chacha of the Mikdash David? Mikdash David l'chayra had a Chacha g'dayla. That Ma'ishna mipsula mugdashim, that they do make Tumura, and they don't make Vladis. Chatos HaMesos, we have an opposite din. That they make Vladis, but they don't make Tumura. What's the pshat? The Sefer is Yotzei Lodim Medover HaChadosh. At La'olam, the Tumura's Chatos does not have the ability to Mekadesh or Vlad. Just like it can't make Tumura, it also can make a Vlad. The reason the Vlad Tumura's Chatos is Niskadesh, to get a din Misa, is because it's the grandchild of the original chatos. It gets its din not from its mother, which is a tumuras chatos, but from the original korban, which was a chatos. So we can circumvent the mother. It's true the mother does not have enough kedusha to mekadesh its vlad, but it's still the vlad is meisha shaykh to its original kedusha. We mentioned this far in the previous parak that sometimes the vlad tumura gets its din from the original korban. Rava says that if imoy kareva by vlad tumura soila, first carbon is karev, and also the vlad tumura can be karev, even though the tumura itself was not karev. Mentioned from Rabbi Malin that the vlad is considered a grandchild of the first carbon. But still, even though we mentioned those, you say this, Rav himself speaks out, we still need that the mother, the middle generation, still has kedusha. You can't entirely circumvent the mother. Rav said that the dinah kravet comes from the original carbon. Everything is, the shares of everything is original carbon. It's two steps removed from the original carbon. But it needs that there should be kedusha in his mother. Here the disciple is taking a big step further. That even in a case where the mother does not have the ability to mekadesh her vlad, could still get a din of vladas kachim from the original carbon. That's a tremendous chiddush. Also, something pshat comes out from this chiddush ladina. That we find that a vlad has kedusha, a vlad tumura has kedusha, would only be by a vlad tumura or a vlad havlad. They would get kedusha lemisa. But the chata shemesu by leh or chata shekipur by leh, it's vlad would not have kedusha, and this we agree to the mikdash David because. Here, it's the original carbon that it's a vlad of has been of lamisa. By chatos, by vlad tumuras chatos, so the original chatos is, its kedusha is intact. So we could say a chiddush, the disciple says, that you can circumvent the mother and go to the original carbon. But when the original carbon, its kedusha is not intact, rather its kedusha became lamisa asla, so then its vlad will not have any kedusha. And here the disciple will have to agree to the mikdash dam. Mishnah then tells us the din that chatos hameisos are loy nenin v'loy moyalin. They don't have me'ila, but also it's also to be nenin from them. This itself is a sugya, this loy nenin v'loy moyalin by chatos hameisos. I prefer not to speak about this right now. It's an inyan klali in chatos hameisos. There's a lot of other points to speak about on today's daf. So we're going to leave this topic for tomorrow. But tomorrow in daf Chav Gimel, we'll get back to the topic. Really, it's Indian Chloe just happened to be mentioned over here already at the beginning of the Perek. Next thing to speak about here is the din of the Mishnah of Ibrash Nasa and of the Menifes Baal Atzmo. If Kippur Abaylim Mesa, what's the insight of this din of the Mishnah? So Rashi says, it's going to feed the Chachamim that argue on Rebbe. Chachamim say that Avuda Bishas Hafrasha is Luria. Only in Avuda Bishas Kapara is Lemisa. And yet, this carbon, which even though it's an Avuda Bishas Hafrasha, it still goes Lemisa. Why is that? Because it's a Targi Lareyasa. Because besides the Avuda, it has another problem with it. It's also Ibrash Nasa, or it's also Baal Atzmum, because of the additional Reyasa that it has. That's why it gets a din misa. That's how Rashi learns the mission. Taisus argues with Rashi. Taisus says that not only is Rashi saying not true, also the opposite is true. It's exactly the opposite of what's true. Rashi holds that an extra reyasa is more of a reason to create a din misa in the karba, in the chatzos. Taisus says no. Ribui reyasas are mevi lidei re'iyah. Not maybe lidei misa. An additional reisa does the exact opposite. You give the carbon a din re'iyah and not a din misa. Where does Taisus see this? Taisus says, I see this from the Gemara of Rava. Rava says that avudas laila loishma avuda. It's lost by night, but it's anyway not right for akrava. So it does not get a din misa b'chlal. So you see, says Taisus, ribui reisa is a maybe lidei. They do not give it a din misa. They take away the din misa because it's also balayla. So even though it should have a din misa, machmas the avuda, because it's balayla, therefore no longer gets a din misa. So in Cain, here when it's ibrash nas or balas mum, it's not a svar that it should give it more of a din misa. Rather, the opposite, it should give it more of a din ria. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Says Taisus, the Mishnah, the oilam is going to shita's Rebbe. That it's enough with Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha. Why do we speak out the Baal HaTzmum and the Ibrash Nasa? Even without that, would have a Din Misa. Says it's L'Rabusa. Because Ribui Reyesas are maybe L'Dei Ria, like we see by Avudas Laila. So I would think that also, by Baal HaTzmum and Ibrash Nasa, because there's another Reza, it should get a Din L'Ria. Mashmal on the Mishnah, no, that these psulim are not as big as the psul of Laila. It's still roi for domim. It's roi by other karbonas, by Ibrash Nasa. So they still are b'miksas roi. The Neila, it's not considered a reis of gemura, and therefore it's not maybe the deiria and gets a din misa. So Levi Taisa, the din misa here is because of the kapara. Just the Mishnah saying that even though it has another reisa. That's not Megarei the Din Misa. It's not like Avudas Laila. In fact, opposite part of the Mishnah. Rashi learns the Mishnah is going, Dagal Shitas Chachamim, coming to say that the extra Reisa gives it a Din Misa. Even without that, would not have a Din Misa. Tell you the Mishnah is Rebbe, and the reason it has a Din Misa is because Avudas B'Shas HaFrasha. And the Ribu Reisa is the Rabusa that still gets a Din Misa. The question is, what does Rashi do with Taisus' right? Taisus is a big right to Shita. From the din of Avudas Laila. See that Ribui Reyesas are Mevi Lidei Ria, and they're not Mevi Lidei Misa. See, the Birkas HaSevach already says, Rashi answers the question. Rashi says, in the member of Rava, Rashi says that it's not called an Avuda Bechal. Rashi Taiz had to learn the word of Rava. Taiz learned the word of Rava that because there's another Reyes of Laila, therefore it doesn't have the Reyes of Avuda. And Rashi and Rava were saying something else entirely. Rava was saying that it's not called an avuda. So we have two machlokes in your Rashi and Taisus. One is the machlokes ribui reyesas maybe the day ria or the day misa. But the machlokes had to learn of the memory of Rava. So first, let's start with the sheet of Taisus. Taisus that ribui reyesas is maybe the day ria. Can you hear the pshat of Taisus is that the avuda has to be the thing that makes it possible akrova. The psul has to be dafka because it's avuda. If there already exists another psul besides the avuda, then it's not the avuda which takes away the din akrova. In Allah HaMashmissina, that was said that avuda is mesa, said that it's dafka when the psul is because of the avuda. Just like we have a klal of ain isr chalal isr, if something is already asr for one reason, and then another siva comes to asr it, so the second isr is not chal, because it's already asr because of the first reason. So do we have a klal of ain reyesa chalal reyesa? When if there's another reyesa, already exists a reyesa, something which passes, which makes it possible akrava, so then the avud is now when it passes it. It was already possible even without the avud. That's clear the way the Tzitzis learns the klal of riboy reyesa maybe the day riyah. That's the Tzitzis learns the Gemara of avudas laila, because it's already possible because of laila. Therefore, it's not nitfas the psul of avuda. And the Mele Tzitzis learns that was a nidoin by Ibrash Nosa and by Balas Mum, because it already is another psul. So we say that's not nifsa because of avuda. That's according to the Tzitzis. Rashi learned that the sugya of avudas laila is a different sugya. Because as Zevach says, that Avuda's Laila is Loishmo Avuda. It's B'chal not an Avuda. Can you hear the Pshat is? That Avuda means something is lost. It's only meaningful that something is lost when you need it to be found. In Aveda, which a person is not choiser to find it anymore, he doesn't care about it anymore, he's already Miyayish, as an example, it's not called an Aveda. It's not lost for me. It's lost for me, it means that I want to get it back. I'm trying to get it back. So, in the daytime, when I lose a carbon, so I need it back, because I want to be makrivit right now. At night, when anyway it's pasul hakrava, so it's not called an aved, it's not called that it's lost, because no nafkamina right now, the fact of it's being lost. That's as far as that avudas laila is loishmo avuda, it's much not lost right now. That's a Rashi learned. It's not because of the riboy reyesa, of ein reyesa chalal reyesa. Firashi yesh reyesa chalal reyesa. That's the story of the Mishnah of Firashi. Rashi there learns a new sugya, that there it's pushing out an aveda. The loss is meaningless. At night, anyway, not roi for akrov. So that's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the din of avudas laila loishmo avuda. What's the pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah? What's the leker pshat in tarti l'reyesa? Why does tarti l'reyesa have a din misa? If the halacha was said in avuda b'shas kapara, so the ma'aseh, you don't have avuda b'shas kapara? Where does it come, this halacha of tarti l'reyesa? So Meis the Brisker Rav, here in Stencils, says he is soid. Says the Rav that the Rabban hold that you need avuda b'shas kapara. Pshutei the pshat is that only avuda b'shas kapara is mesa. Avuda b'shas afrosh is meaningless. It does not get a din mesa. But the Minhag Gershom Daf Tezvav is before not this way. Minhag Gershom explains that the reason that avuda b'shas kapara is mesa and avuda b'shas hafrosha is roya, as Rabbeinu Gershom, can be avuda v'nimseis b'shas hafrosha shriya, koyde makrova, hoyo v'ezo sheyirte yocho lahakriv, v'koch ein mesa shniya lo roya. Because either one of them that you want, you could be makriv, therefore it's not mesa. For Rabbeinu Gershom, that be a soid, it's enough of avuda b'shas hafrosha. Just if you find it before kapara, so at the time it actually creates din misa, which is the kapara, at that time you already have it. So that's mafkia the teras avuda. The avuda b'shas hafrosha is called an avuda. Just the time that it gets din misa is b'shas kapara. If at that time it's ois avuda, it's no longer an avuda. So b'meila that's mafkia the din misa. That's the insight according to Rabbeinu Gershom, why we need avuda b'shas kapara. It's not that b'yisoy the din avuda is only said a shas kapara. It's bad sentiment enough with the shas afrasha. Just, you can mafki it afterwards once you find it. Neila says the Rav, lefize, it's yushuf lahafli yishit of Rashi. The only time that we find that avuda b'shas afrasha, it does not get a din misa, is because the Rabbeinu Gershom says, eizu shihir to yochol la'akriv, because you can be makriv either one that you want. Nashayinkin, when it's tarti l'reisa, there's another psul besides the avuda. So then you no longer have the eizu shiirti yachol hakrif. So therefore it's enough with the avuda b'shas hafrosha
to be kaviyah din misa, as long as nothing's mafkia that. That's a pshat in Rashi Tarti L'Reis. Gvaldika pshat. It's a gvaldika pshat. In Cheshvin, it's gvaldika, the Biskarov. But in the Lushan of Tarti L'Reis, it's not so mashmazde. Tarti L'Reis normally we find there's a tziruf of reyeses. The Gemara says that a person that was toifel in a mikvah, then you find the mikvah that was chaser. So really we should say that you're minding the mikvah cheskas kashrus, cheskas shleimus. Because we're also mitzaref, the cheskas tuma of the gavra, so there's a tarti l'reisa. There are two things going against the fact that he should be tar. One, there's the mikvah's chaser lofanenu, and also the fact that the person himself had a cheskas tuma. So there's a tziruf of two reyeses. That's the Sprach of Tarti L'Reisa, and also similar, many similar things like that throughout Shas and Rishonim. That's the idea of Tarti L'Reisa. Here, it's something entirely different. Really, it's the Avuda B'Shas, Afrosha is an Avuda. That itself could give a Din Misa. Normally we're Mafkia, that Shem Avuda, when we find the Chatos. Here, there's nothing to be Mafkia, because it's already possible. So it's not Tarti L'Reisa, that's not the Vert. Vert is, it's enough for the Avuda B'Shas Safrosha. That's the Vert. That's one big aura on the Biskarov. Another aura that the Rav asks in himself. It's from the Gemara later on in the Chavez Medbez. By Avuda B'Kois, or the Gemara explains in the Ikad Amri, it means that you, one of the Kois got lost, and you did Zrika from another one. So now that one is called an avuda. Rashi speaks out the what's of shat. Therefore, it has tarti l'reisa because it's avuda and it's also this is in dichoy. Mandam rakay says chaver dachoy. It's also a dichoy. So now it's tarti l'reisa, and that gives a din misa. That the Rashi explains to the Gemara. Hare there, we don't have this svara. There, we're not looking for the avuda b'shas hafrasha. And you want to be mafkia it, and there's another psul, that's not the need in there. There are no two chatoyus b'chol. So it's the same chatos that the dam was lost. So there we don't have this need of the briskarov. Still Rashi calls it a tarti l'reisa. So what it's mashman Rashi is son kipshutai. That every aveda is mevor in Rashi, that it's called a reisa. And when you have two reisas, so now you get a din misa. Now it's a bigger reisa. Now it gets a din misa. But the shayla is, where does this din come from? It's not the din of avuda. The din of avuda is avuda b'shas kapara. So where do we have this new din that tarti l'reisa gets a din misa? So there is a very chashuv Rashi in Krisus, Daf Chazayim and Aleph. More there as machlekes. Whether Balechayim Nidochim or Balechayim Einam Nidochim. Look, it's many places in Shas. So Rashi comes up with a question. Rashi Divri Amascho. Balechayim Nidochim. Asks Rashi. Vikasha. Lishad lay me the Kaimalon. Chata Shikipu Balea Mesa. Alma Nidochim. Says Rashi, I have a Raya. Balechayim Nidochim. Chata Shikipu Balea goes la Mesa. That's a right, the Balechayim Nidochim. That's Rashi's question. Answers Rashi. Halacha Mashmi Sinai, in Lameda Neimena. No. Can't learn that from there, that's Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Can't make that from there a klal, that Chatzis Kippur Baileha, that Balechayim Nidochim. Before in Rashi, both Mahavmin and the Maskana of Rashi, that the Pshat in Chatzis Kippur Baileha is Midin Nidochim, Midin Dichoy. Just Rashi in his question wants to learn out from there a klal to call that to Rakula Balechayim Nidochim. He answers that it's not a klal. It's a chosiv over here. Balechayim Nidochim. But Hami is Mavur and Rashi that here the reason that it's possible is because of the klal of Balechayim Nidochim. Here Balechayim Nidochim. Mavur from this that the din of chatos shekipur b'aleha is different than the other psulim in the Mishnah. The other psulim in the Mishnah of la chatos, tumuras chatos, meisu b'aleha, they always go l'misa. These things are like Rashi says in Me'ilah we mentioned earlier, einem ruim l'kapara. Chesed not really kapara. But here when you have two chatoyas, that each one of them could be kariv, in fact, the Bailam brought one, it doesn't automatically din the second one has din misa. In fact, the Bailam can't use it anymore. It's not a psul in the gufa karbon that it should go lemisa. The reason that it goes lemisa is because it's nidche. Because the akrava of one is matche the other one. It says, dafka, this is the chatos, and that one is not the chatos. It's matche the other one, it makes it not royal akrava. Mele, here we see the yisod of Balei Chayim Nidochim. Before in Rashi, there's a psul dicho yichal over here. The fact that you were makrif one instead of the other, that's a marcha the other one. That's the side of the din. So the full way of having that, the complete way of having the dichoi, is by avud b'shas kapara. That's a dichoi gomer. The original chatos had the ability to be the chatos, but then it got lost. And instead of it, you're makriv another one, and you're mafresh and makriv another one, chaper. That's marche the first chatos entirely. That's a dichoi gomer, and that goes lemisa l'kulei alma. When the avud is only b'shas hafrasha, but b'shas kapara, the first one we found the first one already, so you don't have a dichoi gomer, because you have the ability to be makriv both, so you chose one out of the two. It's called that this one is coming from both of them. It's not that one of them is entirely in the place of the other. Avudah b'shas kapara, so the second carbon entirely took over from the first one. But here, no, both of them are in front of you. You have to choose one, so you chose one over the other. That's not manche, the first one entirely. It's only a mixas dichoy. The way that's before here in Rashi, at the end of Chavezim and Aleph, and every Aveda is always called a mixas dichoy. So that's a mix of zirah. That's not manche entirely. So we need another dichoy. When it's mitzvah with another dichoy, that makes the dichoy entirely, and that gives it the din misa. So that's the klal dvarim yerlefi Rashi, is that if I, this is, din is learned out of the din of avuda and niskaper ba'acher, the sign of that din is midin dichoy, like Rashi says in Krisos. Just when it's avuda v'shas afrasha, all it is a mixas dichoy. When it starts with another dichoy, so then that tells me that this din of avudah v'niskaper be'acher, when it comes to a full dichoy, then it creates a din misa. So here I need the tziruv of the second dichoy of balas mom or ibrash nasa. It's called the yisoid advarim of Rashi. This yisoid l'maisa we see in the sugya b'inkach that the dichoyin itself. It's a reason for Misa. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yechanon. That by Matzah, you find a Zug, when one of them dies of the Shnei Seirim, it's Balei Chayim Nidochim, the fear of Yechanon, that itself is created in Misa. As we'll see soon. But here, Rashi holds that when you have something which is not a Dichoy Gomor, like Avuda, B'Shas Afrasha, then it can be inspired with another Dichoy to create a Din Dichoy Gomor, and it goes to Misa. When I go to the Gemara brings a member of Reish Lakish, Yechatash Ibrash Natsa, Tzkilo Medit Beis Akvarois V'Raya. Rashi says a Kohen can't get to it, so you befoil can't be makriv it. But it's not entirely considered nidches to say that it gets a din misa. So the Gemara understood at the beginning that means that it's not a dichoy b'chval. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah that it's before that it is a dichoy. The Gemara understood the pshat is that it itself has a din misa mitzad atzmoi din of chatos sheibrash natsa. Reish Lakish answers no, that it works b'tziruf the aveda. If you rashi, that means mitzad tarti l'reisa. If you teizen, means that it's a rabusa that loyelam din misa is because of the avuda, but a rabusa that even though it has another psul, another dichoy, it could still go lemisa. And the Gemara asks from Reish Lakish, from Rabbi Yechanon, the Gemara answers that avudin l'chud u'duchuyin l'chud. So Rashi is pshat in the Gemara, which is l'duchuk and pshat. Rashi learns that Rav is saying that avada iprash nos is a dichoy. And when it's been tzarif with other dichoy, so it's pasul. That's all of the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that dichoy itself
It's not created in Misa. But Rabbi Yochanan holds not that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chuyin Lechud, the Chuyin are more Chamor, and they get it in Misa by themselves, even without the Avuda. Just the fact that it's Dachoy itself gives it in Misa. There's Machlekesh Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chuyin are Lemisa, even without Avuda. And Reish Lakish holds that only the Tziruf, the Avuda, that creates it in Misa. It's just in this explanation of Pshat, we said earlier through Rashi, the whole din of Avuda is midin dechuyin. That's Rashi increases. So every Avuda is a dechuy. So why is dechuy different than Avuda? So l'charim Pshat, what it means is that even though Rashi told us that Avuda is a dechuy, but this dechuy we never found anywhere else. Normally a dechuy we have is when there's actual psul that there isn't a carbon. That it's a balmum, or the bailim is a shaiteh, or a mummer. Many other gemaras where the carbon itself is pusul. It got nifsal. So even though the psul goes away, then there's a nidin of dichoy, but the dichoy stays around. But here the din of kibur by leva acher, there's no psul. The psul was the fact that you were makir something else instead of it. But that doesn't, by definition, create a psul in this one. It's just that something else took its place. So this dichoy was nischadish nelochmash misinai of chatoy sanesus, that this also called a dichoy. The dichoy that Rabbi Yechon is referring to is a real dichoy. It's a psoa, mishum menachas. Mishum menachas, that shnei siri, kipur mama akman zeze. So now that you lost one became puzzle, and maybe the other one is puzzle also. It got a psoa that it lost its partner. That's a chaloy's psoa in the karma. So that is the normal psul of dichoy. So when you have a full blown dichoy by itself, that gets it in misa. Masheid gain. The din of avuda in itself is not a misa. Is not a dichoy. It's only idea the parsha, the din of chatoy samesis, that said that if you're madchet entirely, when you're makir something else, and this is an avuda b'shas kapara, that's madchet, the avuda, but it's only b'shas afrasha, so it's not machet entirely. That's why we need a tziruf of another reisa. That is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi holds that la'alachu we do not hold like Reish Lakish. La'alachu we hold like Rabbi Yochanan and not Reish Lakish. We hold that chatos ibra shnasa la'alacha is mesa. Taisus is not happy with Rashi. Taisus says we have many gemaras, tam gemaras, in other places that quote Reish Lakish. The Gemara does not mention that there's a machlekes and that it's not a leave of the hilchasa. It's mashin avada we do hold like Reish Lakish. So Tais learns the Gemara differently. Tais learns the Gemara saying a chiluk between Ibra Shnasa and the Dechuyin of Rabbi Yochanan. Dechuyin of Rabbi Yochanan is an entire Dechuy. It's nidcha entirely. Ibra Shnasa is not considered that it's nidcha legamri. Hare it's roi b'shar karbonis. So that in Cain, even though it's puzzle right now, but that in itself does not give a din dichoy like that of Rabbi Yochanan, and Mimela here does not have a din of the Misas. So that's Machlokes Rashi Tais Ladina. Do we hold like Reish Lakish or not? So now, based on what we've learned now, we could talk about a basic question in Chatoy Samesis. We've heard many Gemaras that there are Chamesh Chatoy Samesis, the whole Gemara at the end of the second Perek. Five or four or one, how many were said in the halacha and how many did they forget? But at the end of the day, there are five chatoy samesis. Could be that not all of them were said Moshe Misinai, but halacha maisa machmas sofik, we take on their five chatoy samesis. What are the five chatoy samesis? No more four shigamara about it. So Rashi says, and daf tezvav, these five chatoy samesis are vlad chatos, tmuras chatos, mesu by leo, Ibra Shnasa, and Kippur Ba'aleh Be'acher. That's Rashi. L'charet Nistar from our sugya. Reish Lakish says not this way. Reish Lakish says, Ibra Shnasa is Kameret B'Veis HaKfaros V'Roya. It doesn't go to Misa. How does Rashi say that it goes to Misa? Rashi learned the Mishnah Kipshutai. Those are the five Chatei Samesis. The Teretz is, Rashi L'Shitasa in our sugya. Halacha we do not hold the Reish Lakish. Halacha we hold the Rabbi Yechana. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that all the Chuyim go to Misa. Who has an Ibrash Nasa goes to Misa, Lafir Rabbi Yochanan.
So Meila Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is a Misparish Kipshuta. Ibrashna says the fourth, and the fifth is Kippur by Leah B'Acher. That is the, that's Rashi and the Fir of Yechanan. Those are the five Chatayis Amesis. That's all good, the Fir of Yechanan. Fir of Yechanan is one of the five Chatayis Amesis. So, we don't have a Furja Rashi, but seemingly the Fir Rashi, the answer is that it's the first three, Vlachat, Tumur, Chatayis, and Mesu by them. And the last two are Ibrash Nasa and Kippur by Levi Acher, or Balas Mum and Kippur by Levi Acher. Rashi explains in our Mishnah that even if you're a Rabbanan, it goes to Lamisa, because there's a Tarti L'Reisa. So we have two things that make the Tarti. The common denominator in both cases is the fact that it's Kibra Le Be'acher. But that needs to be Mitzarif or something else. With what is a Mitzarif? Either with being a Balas Mum or an Ibrash Nasa. That's how Reish Lakish L'Chair will learn the five Chatayis Amisas. Where do I see this pshat in Rashi, even though we don't have a Mefurash Rashi? I see it in Taisus in Me'ilah, and Daf Yudim in Beis. Taisus there goes like Taisus in our Mishnah. Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus says that the Mishnah is, the Mishnah is L'Rabusak Omar, the Ibrash Nasa, and the Balas Mum L'Rabusa. But the reason that it dies is because L'Fi Rebbe, it's Avudah B'Shas HaFrasha. That's the reason it has it in Misa. Taisus goes, explains this pattern in the Mishnah. And then right afterwards, Taisus asks, so where are the five Chatayis HaNesis? The five Taisus means in Pshat. At Levi Rashi, it's Miyushev. Because there are two cases of Tarti L'Reisa. Ibrash Nasa and Balas Mum. So that's why they're counted as two. But Levi Mi, it's just a Rabusa. But the reason it goes to Lamisa is because of the Kippur by Lebe Acher. So in Cain, it's only before Chatayis HaNesis, not five. That's the question of Taisus. Why doesn't Taisus say the answer that Rashi says in Daf Tesvav that the fifth one is Ibrash Nasa without an avuda and without avuda? The answer is Pashut. Taisus Shitasa. Taisus by us and Daf Chav Beis and Aleph argues on Rashi Pshat in the Gemara. Taisus holds that Lalacha we hold like Reish Lakish. We hold that Ibrash Nasa does not go to Misa. So Ibrash Nasa itself does not go to Misa. So we lost that teretz of Rashi. Rashi said how that there's a Rabbi Yechanan that argues on Reish Lakish, and holds that Ibrash Nasa goes Lamisa. But Taisus holds no one holds that way. So if out of the Pshat of the Mishnah is not Kipshuta, if out of we all agree with Reish Lakish, Pshat of the Mishnah is Ibrash Nasa, Betzir of the fact that it's Kippur by Lebi Acher, or Balat's Mum Betzir that it's Kippur by Lebi Acher. And if he says it's not a Tziruf, it's a Rabusa. And the reason it goes Lamisa is because of the Kippur by Leah. It's Im Cain, we only have four and not five. That's a question that Taisus asks in Me'ilah Daf Yudim Beis. Akusha Gedolah. Answers Taisus that it's Loikasha Kol Kach, and he called Mokoy Mashkachecha Tois Mezois Behein Yonim. The Avuda Talmud Kish Ibrash Nasa, Shalinif Zizad Lacha Kapara. That it's still a different case. We're not talking about five Lumbus Shaklolim of Chatois Mezois. We find cases of Chatayis HaNesis. One is Avuda and Ibrash Nasa, and one is Avuda and Balas Mum. That's what Taisus needs to explain the Fishi Tasa. But the Firashi, the Mishnah, is Lahafli, Bein Rabbi Yechon, and Bein Reish Lakish. The Mishnah is telling us really five klolin in Chatayis HaNesis. So one last point here about the Iker Dinah that Dechuyin, Golemisa, even without Avuda, in Rashi's Mavur, it only works with Tzir of the fact that you're a Kippur by Leah Be'acher. Rashi says, even Niskaper Be'acher, Mesa. You need also the fact that it's Niskaper Be'acher. There's no Dechuin by themselves go to Mesa of your Rashi. It's only with Tzir of the fact that it's also the Kippur by Leah Be'acher. The Din of Mesa is Kippur. Just when Avuda needs the full dichoy of Avuda, Avuda b'shas hafrosh, it doesn't give you the full dichoy of Avuda. Dichoy gives you a full dichoy without Avuda, but in all cases you need the keeper by Leah Be'acher. That is the opinion of Rashi. However, in the Shita in Oisid Gimel and in the Goyis Agra in Ois Gimel, it's mavur that even without keeper by Leah Be'acher, the dichoy itself is a sibah that goes to Nisa. It's a new oifet.
that you don't need a kipru, that is, that in and alone, that it's dachui, it's kaveh by it, adin misa. We'll have to see later on in Daf Chavav, there's a raya, that's Yisoyed from the Gemara there. You don't always need the kipru by Lev Acher. I have to see Bezu Shem B'Shaita, how Rashi learns the Gemara in Daf Chavav. We now come to the Gemara number Beis. Gemara explains the member of Rava, that Rava says, Avuda's Laila, Leishamu Avuda. Says the Gemara, who's it going like? Well, if you're the Rabbanon, then, if you lost it at night and you found it at night, so you'll never have an Avuda B'Shas Kapara anyway. You need an Avuda B'Shas Kapara. Elma, it's going like Rabbi. Or another tarot in the Gemara. Because the Ikra Aveda was Balaila, even though the Maisa, the Aveda went on to the day, that's enough to call it Avuda's Laila. A big Kiddush in the Gemara in these tarots. You go by the Tchilas Aveda. Describing the Chazon Ish, I have a question on the sugya. The Gemara can make it come to like the Rabbanon, even without the teretz that you go by through the Ikra Aveda. What's the case? You lost the Chatos at night. You mavish another carbon. It comes the daytime. The Chatos is still lost, and you're makir the new carbon. And then lefid Rabbanon, the din should be that it's roya, not mesa. Why? It's an avuda b'shas kapara. And because kapara was by yoyim, and then it's a yeh avuda. They both down in the following question. Fidu Rabbanan, is it enough that it's an avuda b'shas kapara? Or do you also need for it to be an avuda b'shas afrasha? Rabbanan said it goes b'asar kapara. That means we only care about kapara? Or no, do we also care about afrasha? You need both. Just afrasha is not good enough. You b'tziruv afrasha, you also need kapara. So maybe in this case, what happens? B'shas afrasha, it wasn't an avuda. Because you're mavish the second carbon at night. And Avuda's Laila, Leishma Avuda. So at the time of the Avuda, of the Afrasha, it did not have the din of an Avuda. Only at the time of the Kapar did it have the din of an Avuda. So if the Rabbanon hold that you need also the Avuda, Bishas Afrasha, so here the din would be that it's Luria. So why did the Gemara not make this Ukimta? So that's the question of the Biskrov and the Chazon Ish. What do we take out of such a question? Says the Biskrof, that we take out of this. If the Hanoch is wrong, all we need is the Kapara. We could care less about that Afrasha. You do not need an Avuda B'Shas Afrasha. That's the story of the Biskrof, that he's Mechich from our sugya. He has another Raya from later on in Daf Chav Dalet, we'll see B'Shaytoy. From our sugya, we already have a Raya, and we do not need the Avuda B'Shas Afrasha. All we care about is Avuda B'Shas Kapara. However, the Chazon Ish argues with the Briskarov. Chazon Ish has a Mefurish Tesis connected to Briskarov. Tesis says in Psochon that Tzadi Zayin in my base. Did a Masel Kidder Rebbe. It says Tesis, when you mafresh Teich HaToyis Lach Rayas, Gemara says later on, if a matter of one, it does not go to Misa. Says Tesis, not only if at the time of that Krova, the second one is in front of us. Even if the second one got lost, and then you're makir of one of them, still the second one does not go to Misa. Why not? It's an Avuda B'Shas Kapara. You mean it's Kapara with one. Second one, is right now it's an Avuda. Who cares that you're Mafresh V'Rach Rayas? Says the Chazon Ish. It's Mavur in Tesis. That it's not good enough with Avuda B'Shas Kapara. You also need Avuda B'Shas Afrash. That's the story in Mukach in Tesis. So Meila says the Chazon Ish in Afkamina Ledina. If something is Gnuva, which is not called Avuda, and you mafresh another one, and then the Ganav returned it, and then it got lost, and then you're Miskaper, it does not go Lamisa. Because even though it's an Avuda B'Shas Kapara, we also need to be an Avuda B'Shas Afrosho. Mubur and Tezim Sochet. That's the Yisrael of the Chazon Ish. But in Cain, it's Shverar Gemara. So why did the Gemara not answer that? That you're mafresh another chatos by night. And then you're miskaper by day. And we're lacking the avuda b'shas afrasha. So Chazon Ish is very bothered by this question in Simon Lamenez of Katan Dalit. Chazon Ish wants to say that if the avida lasts until the day, then it's an avida richta. And it's a megala that even the beginning of it
is also called an avuda. Chazanish has another tzad that's kufa the teretz of the Gemara, not so mashma. The teretz of the Gemara that ikra aveda balayla means that because of the time of the hafrasha, it was not an avuda, so then it doesn't get a din misa. The questions of the Chazanish are big, and the Chayar Gemara is a big right to the Biskarov. And all we need is the avuda b'shas kapara. We don't care about the avuda b'shas hafrasha. Another point here in the Gemara, the Gemara brings the memory of Abaye, that avuda v'lo gnuva, avuda v'lo gzula. Talk if it's lost, not if it's stolen, then it doesn't have the din of avuda. So the Rambam brings us down in Peridalov, through the Mugdosh Malachates, says the Rambam, ha'isa gnuva gzula b'shas kapara v'achar kachozra, ein ha'mesa latira, lo yishamu mimayshe rabbeinu elo avuda. We only heard from Moshe Rabbeinu avuda. Rambam is mashed that it's exeris akosuf. There's no real svar to mechalik between avuda and genuva. Kach nemra halacha. The halacha was only said about avuda and not genuva. Also, Rabbeinu Gershom is mashed in this way. Rabbeinu Gershom says avuda gemiri. That was told in the halacha mishmi Sinai. The avka avuda has a din of misa. We could clear lemaisa what exactly is the gedder of this din that is davka avuda and not genuva. We've seen earlier in this year from Rashi and that Aveda is a certain dichoy in the korban. Avuda b'shas kapara is a dichoy gomor, avuda b'shas afrasha is a mixas dichoy, but avuda is a dichoy in the korban. So when halacha was said that avuda v'loy genufa, what does that mean? Is that coming to say that the dichoy is only by avuda and not by genufa? Even though in Asvara we think even genufa is a dichoy, comes the halacha and tells us no, that only avuda is a dichoy and not genufa is a dichoy. Is that the pshat? Or no, la'olam, genuva is also a dichoy, just like avuda. So it's a gzeiras hakosuf. The din misa was said only by avuda, not by genuva. And it's a hagbola in the din misa, or it's a hagbola in the din dichoy, that a genuva is not called a dichoy b'chlo. So there are two tzadim that we could hear in this mute. See later on, we'll see Mitzvah tomorrow's daf in Daf Chav Gimel. Seems more to say the first side that the drasha is saying that genuva is lacking in the dichoy of avuda, not just exerus akosur that is not mace. That in Mitzvah we will see. Another point in the Gemara that we read the suffix of avuda b'kais. So Gemara says that you find the first chatas when the second one has dam b'kais. Do we see that called emid lizrik kizorik dami or not? So Gemara says this chakir is only negeil lefi the chachamim. If you Rebbe, there's nothing to talk about. Hay Rebbe holds that it's enough with avuda b'shas hafrasha. So it's already avuda b'shas hafrasha. So you don't need it. So who cares whether we don't need to come out to kaimid lishak hazorok dami? And we have the avuda b'shas hafrasha. So the Eila Shloima here has a question in the sugya. Ask Eila Shloima that why don't we say in Ukimta that at the time that you were mafresh the second one, the first one was not an avuda. It was a genuva or something else, whatever reason, you mafresh another chatas, even though you have a first chatas. And then the first chatas gets lost, and you find it at the time that the second one is because. So here we have a case when it's not an avuda b'shas hafrasha. And now we have the suffix of Eimid Lizrik Hizorok Domi to say that it's already called that it's avuda b'shas hafrasha. So even if you Rebbe, we can have the suffix of avuda because. And in a case when there was no avuda b'shas hafrasha, why do we need to talk about avuda b'shas hafrasha? That's Eila Shloimeh's question. Says Eila Shloimeh that from here it's l'chayr muchach. The whole thing that avuda b'shas kaparas mesa is only when it was also an avuda b'shas hafrasha. It's not enough to be an avuda b'shas kapara itself. You need an avuda b'shas hafrasha v'kapara. So even on the side that I mean, those are kizorug dami, but if you're lacking the avuda b'shas hafrasha, and you'll never get a din misa. So Bakarchach, we have to be talking about that it was an avuda b'shas hafrasha. The Meila says the Gemara that Lefi Rebbe typically mishum the avuda b'shas hafrasha, and we do not need the avuda b'shas kapara. That's the Eila Shloimeh's pshat in the sugya. And it's mechiach from our sugya. This is the yisayit we said earlier from the Chazanish. The Chazanish brought from Tesis and Pesachim that it's not good enough to be an avuda b'shas kapara. You need also the avuda b'shas hafrasha. But the Briskarov said not the way. We just finished saying that the Briskarov held the Mechir from the Sugya earlier by Avuda Slayla, that it's enough with Avuda B'Shas Kapara itself. We do not need the avuda b'shas safrasha. Simkein, could to be sure the b'shkarav from this Gemara. Why did the Gemara say there's no way itim salafi rabbi for the sadik of avuda b'kais? We can have it in this case when there was not an avuda b'shas afrasha, and only later on got an avuda. And if Eglis Rik is Aruk, then it's called as avuda b'shas kapara. So Baruch Hashem, the Briskarov himself asks the question in stencils. Says the Briskarov that the tzad that Oymid Lizra Kizaruk Dami will work is only if it was an Avuda B'Shas Afrashim. Even if we hold, even though that an Avuda B'Shas Kapara works in and of itself, it does not need the Avuda B'Shas Afrashim. But an Avuda B'Kais, that does need the Avuda B'Shas Afrashim. What's Pshat? What's the shaykhus? So Biskrov isn't really so masber. The Yisrael Advarim, before in a Taisim Baba Kama, which Biskrov and somewhere else explains that Taisis. Taisim Baba Kama, that Fahing Zion, says the Yisrael. Even if we say that Kolo Oimid Lizra Kizaruk and Kolo Oimid Likzer Kikotzer and all the Kolo Oimids, but it doesn't change the actual Metzias. Taisis has a question there that we should take that as Sir Mishtaleach is Mekabel Tumma Mechayim. Because Kol Oymid Lidchoy is Kedochli Dami. It's already considered that you pushed it off the cliff. And then it was Makabal Tumma. It's already right now, it should be Makabal Tumma. It says Taisis that it's still a Balchai. A Balchai can never be Makabal Tumma. Even though Kol Oymid Lidchoy is Kedochli, doesn't mean to say that it's dead. It can give it certain dinim, but it doesn't change something that's alive to be something that's dead. Kol Oymid does not change the actual Metzias. So what does Kol Oymid say? When do we say the Yisrael of Kol Oymid? Biskrov is masver that when the Yisrael of Kol Oymid is that when we have enough right now. You have the Tchilas Adavar you already have right now. It's lacking a Gemar. It's lacking a Tanai. When the Zrika is a Tanai, so then we can say Kol Oymid Lizar Kizarik Domi. But there's no tzad that you could actually eat the Basar of a carbon before Zrika because Kol Oymid Lizar Kizarik Domi. Because there, the whole heter of the basar is this chadish idea of the zrika. So we don't say kol emid lezer kezaruk. We only can say kol emid lezer kezaruk in a case when it's already shaykh to the heter beforehand, it's just lacking a gemar, something to fear ice the heter, then we can say kol emid lezer kezaruk. As you said in the Biskarav, I'll pee the tases in Baba Kama. And it's clear to me that that's also the pshat in the Biskarav by us. The Biskarav is saying the following, you say, that If the halacha was said that avuda b'shas kapara is mesa, so why should we say that kol emid lezer kezaruk domi? I mean, it's not an avuda b'shas kapara. The whole din mesa is chadish idea the kapara, and we didn't get that. We were oimid for kapara, but on mesa we didn't have kapara. So we wouldn't say kol emid lezer kezaruk to be mechadish din mesa, which comes idea the fact of the zrika. When you have no aschola for it right now, when could we done saying kol emid lizra kizaruk domi? You can only consider that possibility if it was already an avuda b'shas afrasha, as we're talking about before. That avuda b'shas afrasha already gives it a shem dichli, already says it's called an avuda. Just it's not good enough. It needs to be completed. The fact that it's an avuda b'shas kapara, that's the completion of the shem avuda. That's one nusach. The Biskarov himself said a different nusach up here, being Ugerish and Daftezvav, we quoted earlier, that really Avuda B'Shas HaFrash itself is enough. Just, it will be found before the Kapara, that's Mafkiya the Shem Avuda. So, kach lekach, whether the Avuda B'Shas Kapara is completing the Shem Avuda, or the Biskarov's other side, that the Avuda B'Shas HaFrash is entirely enough, just if it will be found beforehand, that's Mafkiya. Either way, The din of avuda b'shas afrasha already gives it a shem avuda. It already says this is called an avuda. Because it needs to be completed. I did the kapara. So then we could say kol emid lezer kezaruk domi. But so the whole gemara must be talking about, says the Rav, in a case when it was an avuda b'shas afrasha. Because without that there was no tzad to say kol emid lezer kezaruk domi. So because we're already talking about that it was an avuda b'shas afrasha. So maybe the Gemara says that if you read it, there is no suffix, because typically that is avuda b'shas afrasha. So it's true that in the Chanan, if you'd have an avuda b'shas kapara, a real avuda b'shas kapara, that you did a zrika when it was still an avuda, and if you read it, that works in and of itself.
But in this case, that you didn't have the actual Zrika, we only had that it was Oymed Lezrik. So here, if we would not say that Kol, that we would not say Kol Oymed Lezrik Kezoruk, if it wasn't also an Avuda, B'Shas Afrasha. That's a Gedalt Gamhalach of Biskarov. It explains Shat in the Suya, and also to answer up the Kasha and his Shita, that there's no Kasha from this Gemara. One last point is the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. Gemara is Mistapik. By Kiba Dhamma Mishnei Kaisais, all about Echad Mehen. You lost one of the Kaisais. Says the Gemara that Laman Dhamma Kaisais de Chaveri Dachoyin. It's for sure Dachoyin. Claire is Laman Dhamma Kaisais de Chaveri Shirayim. Maybe here makes a Dachoy because it was an Avuda. Teku, a Safik of the Gemara. So Rashi learns that the Nidan of the Gemara was to pass all the carbon. Chatos itself becomes Pasuk at Din Misa because you have a Tarti L'Reyesa. You have the Avuda and also the Dichoy. The combination of the two things creates a Din Misa. That is how Rashi learned the Nidan of the Gemara by us. So the Goyin here in Nagoy Sagroa in Oiz Dalet is Tomei on Rashi. First with Iker Svara says the Goyin is Sarach Bir Rav. Why should one cup getting lost pass all the whole carbon? Could pass all that kais. Why should it pass all the whole carbon? All those says the going even more shver. The Gemara says that man davar kaitzu tzchaveir dachui. It's pashut that is din misa. The svara maybe is possible that it should be din misa, but say that it's pashut that there's a din misa. What's so pashut? Why does one kais pass all the whole carbon? Going adds on. V'oid harbi yish litzmoya. There's a lot of things that are shver about Rashi. So the Goyin Lomais learns a different shot in the Gemara. Says the Goyin, the need of the Gemara is only got to be the dam itself. Can you use that dam that was lost in the Kais? Can you use that dam? So says the Gemara, that the Mantam of Kais is a Chaveri Dachoy. For sure you can't. Even if the cup is around, you can't do it if, you can't use it for Shvicha Shirayim if you didn't use Rika from it. But the Mantam of Kais is a Chaveri Shirayim, maybe here it makes Dachoy. So if you grow, the need of the Gemara is no Shaykh is a Chatoy Samesis. It's only Derech Agav because we mentioned Avuda Bekais. But the need of the Gemara really should be in Zvachim Daflam and Dalet. Because there's a sugi of Kais is a Chaveir Dachli, Kais is a Chaveir Shirayim. And now we have a Sufik, Lamanda Omar, Kais is a Chaveir Shirayim. What would he hold by Avuda Bekais? Maybe here he agrees that it makes Dachli. That's in the sugi of the Gemara, according to the Gra. That's also before in the Shita, in Oisir. That's the way he learned the Gemara. For him, the Gemara is much more simple. No big Chidushim here in Chatoy Samesis. What's Hakad of Pshat in Rashi? Rashi holds that one kais can make a psul in the whole carbon if we get it in of dichoy. So the kairos of Rav a little bit. There's a mission in Zvachim of Pei Beis that the Chacham hold that if you're mekabel dam chatos in two kaises and you bring one into the hechol, so it passes not only that kais itself, it passes the whole carbon. And Rav Yisak Lulei there in the Mishnah argues. Says the Chachamim, by Yoytze you don't say that. Talk about Yoytze, you don't say that if one kais goes out of the Azara, that the whole carbon is pasul. The Chacham answering back. We see it clear in the Mishnah that there's a tzad to say that one kais of dam can affect the whole carbon. Here the Chachamim, by Huba Bifnim, it actually affects the whole carbon. And by Yoytze they have to explain why it does not affect the whole carbon. Each kais of dam is a mini carbon. It's the side of the carbon is a damu a carbon. So there's a tzad that one kais of dam can affect the whole carbon, can affect all the other kaises and affect the whole carbon. So that, if so, there's welcome to hear the sheet of Rashi by us. When there's a tarti l'reisa, one kais of dam, and it could create a din misa in the whole carbon. It's still a big chiddush, but at least there's welcome to hear this chiddush of Rashi. Asarkan for today. The Mishnah, which I'm going to talk about with the sugya of Gemara, which will be in tomorrow's daf, and also tomorrow is the Mashlim, one point that we skipped on today, which is the Indian of Chatois HaMesos of Loinen and Veloy Moyle.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.